As I said, I'll have to speak very briefly. I'm not going to read the epistle and gospel. I have to conserve my strength here. So, but the thought that had been on my mind is a verse actually from yesterday's gospel. And it was for Christmas Eve. And the angel said to Joseph, "Joseph, fear not to take unto thee as wife Mary, for that which is begotten of her is of the Holy Ghost, and he shall save his people from his sins." So that really made a deep impression on me this year. And as we look at the baby Jesus in the cradle scene, remember, he came to save us from our sins. He didn't promise to give us a heaven on earth or that everything would be smooth sailing in this life, but he came to give us eternal life. And so many of the beautiful Christmas carols convey ideas regarding this. Cast out our sin and come to dwell with us. Those aren't exact words, but definitely it's contained in the in one of the beautiful, the countless Christmas carols and hymns. And so, my dear brethren, as we celebrate this, let us look at the baby and see him coming to cast out our sin and save us from our sins. That was his purpose, and he came to suffer and die. And how can we not be inspired to approach him as a little baby? Now, in order to be forgiven our sins, to let him deliver us from our sins, we have to want that. And whatever sins you're struggling with, whether known or unknown, take them to the baby Jesus. He came to save you from them. And so there we see the ever-Virgin Mary, Saint Joseph, in the crib scene. There's just an unlimited amount of inspiration there. As he is born, he's rejected, just like he's rejected today by so many. They don't want him, but we want him. We will always want him. And yes, there was no room in the inn, but we will give him room in our hearts and keep him there forever. A blessed Christmas to you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.